Affirmative, some repeat after the certain case. Today's date is 08-18-2029. Correction, 2025. Dictation is for Mr. Winder Curry. Curry spells U-R-R-Y. Winder spells W-I-N-D-E-R. Date of birth is 10-07-1978. This is a 46-year-old gentleman here with pay into his... his right shoulder and right ankle, period. He denies trauma. He says that he has gout and pain are similar. He indicated that over the weekend he had some red meat, shrimp, and alcohol with his meal, period. And noticed symptoms started approximately 48 hours later, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain as 7/10, non-radiating, confined to the areas of his ankle and shoulder, period. In the next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph, review systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Next paragraph. Next line, patient denies headache, denies blurred vision or double vision. Next paragraph, patient denies abdominal pain, chest pain, short of breath, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of mean, blood pressure is 203 over 120. Patient was immediately given with clonidine 0.2 milligrams. Advised to relax in the room. His pulse is 103. Respiration 18, temperature 98.1 per your next paragraph. Right ankle edema, tenderness bad patient. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort. Range of motion of all fields. Joint is stable. No bleeding or discharge. No laceration or abrasions around his joint. Period. Next paragraph. Shoulder. Hot to touch. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort. No scapular winging. Yes, tenderness to bad patient diffusely in his shoulder. Period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bull eye. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort. No discomfort to range of motion. And except for right shoulder and right ankle, he has right antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number one is acute gout attack. Number two, elevated blood pressure. Repeat patient blood pressure reveal no changes. It's 216 over 136. Patient was asked to go to the emergency room immediately to address this blood pressure. He indicated that he was here on the 9th of August, was prescribed medication, include medication for his blood pressure, which he said he has not picked up as yet, period. Patient and I again had a lengthy discussion about the importance of blood pressure control, the effects of poor blood pressure control. He says he understands he's going to go home and relax and take his medication, period. He also indicated he's going to go to the pharmacy and pick his medication up, period. Mr. Curry is a challenging patient, as a review of his chart revealed no labs in several months. He indicated that he will come back to have labs drawn. I'm concerned about this patient's kidneys, renal status, as every time we see his blood pressure is elevated, period. We spoke of this fact, and he says he understands, but we'll return here either later in this month or early September to have his blood drawn. Said he's going to go and pick up his medication. Again, I encourage him to go to the emergency room. He says he understands and may go. End of the patient. Correction. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Colchicine 0.6 milligrams, 2 pills now, then 1 pill in 1 hour. A total of 3 pills. No refills. Next medication. Patient received clonidine in the ER, 0.2 milligrams. I repeat, blood pressure approximately 15 to 20 minutes after dinner, revealing any changes. For this reason, I advise patients to go immediately to the emergency room so his blood pressure can be regulated, period. In the next line, patient received the following medication in the ER, in the clinic, Toradol, 60 milligrams IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was reevaluated after approximately 15 to 20 minutes. He said his pain is much better. End of dictation.